Chapter 43. Onyx.
Luck? I don't need luck, I said as I smiled at Rosmarin. She smiled back and then raced off to lead her group back to the ruins. I watched my friends disappear into the trees, lamenting the fact that we were once again separated. But we each had our duties. Mine was to lead the army of Constanta in battle alongside the forces of Nahuatl that were already fighting off the hordes of the dead. My captains already positioned themselves on either side of Nahuatl to give those soldiers some relief from the fight. Tar and Relwyn led units to the right, and Marco and Justine had taken their troops through the jungle, so hopefully they would surprise Zilin's army from the left. Me? I gathered my remaining soldiers. Warriors, I called out to them. Now is the time. We will lead the charge straight down the center of the Nahuatl forces and join our brothers and sisters in the battle for their kingdom. As their shouts echoed up into the blue sky, I wished Adriana was with us. I knew she wanted to be here more than anything, but she also took her duty back in Constanta seriously. She was the best choice to rule while Rosmarin and the Council were away, and with Lauren and Lorelia's help, they were doing a fine job. I shook all thoughts of Adriana and Constanta aside. I easily fell into my warrior mentality, something that was more than just second nature to me. Fighting was what I lived for. It was a part of my makeup as a gargoyle, and as the commander of Constanta's army, war was in my blood. I lived for these moments, not only because I loved the fight, but because I loved Constanta, and I would do anything for my people, for Rosmarin, and for Kristoff. The thought of him filled me with courage, and the feeling of love I had for him, my friends, and my kingdom filled me with fire. I let out a thunderous roar, and the shining army behind me sent more battle cries into the sky. Their silver swords, axes, hammer, and lances flashed in the sun. For Nahuatl! I screamed and raised my sword into the sky. I charged forward with my army thundering behind me. Even with so much uncertainty regarding Zilin and the news of this serpent, the devourer of worlds, I let the thrill of battle course through my veins. At that moment, as I rode through a sea of silver, red, and gold toward a host of monsters, I felt like I was fulfilling my destiny. The Nahuatlans parted so we could ride through their ranks and charge headfirst into battle with the undead. The werewolves and Nogwolves cheered us on as we flooded past like the tide of hope, and I could feel the collective morale rise as we bolstered their forces. I led my warriors to the front lines, straight into the horde. Zombies, with flesh hanging from their rotting corpses, grabbed at me from on top my horse, but I swung my sword down and sliced through a group of the stinking creatures. As they collapsed to the ground, zombies and mummies lumbered forward. I stabbed my blade into the gory zombie's skull and quickly flicked my blade to the right, cutting the head off the mummy before it could even come close to me. The clash of my soldiers connecting with a horde exploded behind and around me as they charged into battle. We fought with all the strength and skill we had as Nahuatl redoubled their efforts and helped us push further into the horde. If the Zilin's army was just the bumbling zombies, which we were used to, we would have made quick work of them. Although they were stupid, they still were strong and difficult enough to take out in large numbers. But really, all zombies could do was try to grab at us and bite us. But the mummies were more strategic, and even carried crude knives and swords. The mummies had some semblance of motivation, like they knew that we were more than just food, rather than the brainless zombies that were only interested in eating us. Their determination, their weapons, and their speed made them tough opponents, but several of their bandaged bodies already cluttered the battlefield. The Lichlings, which the Council and I first fought outside of Treble Village, added a whole other element of difficulty. Not only could they fight with weapons, but they could use magic. There were other creatures in the world that had an affinity for magic, but it seemed unnatural for these undead creatures to be able to wield it. I reminded myself that dark magic did exist in the world, and a crazy sorcerer like Zilin was more than capable of summoning things so evil. My army had never fought lichlings before, so they faced a difficult learning curve, but I had every faith in their skills. When I watched them charge into the battle fearlessly, my chest swelled with pride. Some of the Noatalan soldiers had encountered the lichlings before, but only those who had gone out on scouting parties to dispatch them around the kingdom. They were fierce, though, and fought with an intensity I had never seen before. The werewolves and Nogwals in their red and gold armor were all fangs and teeth that they used in unison with their blades. They were fast and used their animal natures and skills to take down multiple enemies at a time. Their movements were smooth, almost graceful, and many of the warriors kept a steady stream of chatter going to spur each other on.
"We got a stinking one on your left, Barracks,"
a Nogwal called out to a werewolf. The one I assumed was Barracks soared through the air and shifted to the left as he landed on all fours. He sprang back up to the left and barreled into a zombie before biting its face off.
"What do you rate that kill?"
Barracks roared at the Nogwal with blood dripping from his maw.
"Hold that thought."
The black-furred jaguar used his white fangs to rip the throat out of a mummy. It fell to the ground with black blood seeping from the wound. The Nogwal wiped the blood from his mouth with a paw.
"I'd give it a 7. Try harder."
I chuckled as the pair charged off into the horde, and I sliced a zombie's head from its body. Our sorcerers did what they could to keep the lichling's magic at bay. They put protective spells around us. They targeted the skeletons with their own magic and hurled spells at them. Without their help, the lichlings would easily have been able to kill too many of us. I thrust my greatsword into a mummy as it swung its own sword toward me. I watched its red eyes dull when it slid from my blade and crumpled to the ground. Then I spun around behind me and caught a lichling on my blade that had been readying a spell. My sword slid between its exposed ribcage, and with precision I jammed the blade upward so that the lichling slid down onto my sword and tangled in its ribs. As I brought the lichling closer to me, the thing shrieked in my face, but I slammed my fist down on its skull, crushing it to pieces. I upended my sword, and the lifeless skeleton slid off onto the bloody field.
"Nice one,"
someone yelled to the right of me. I swung around and saw a werewolf muzzle contort in a bloody smile. It gave me a thumbs up before leaping off into a group of mummies. Before they could even launch their attacks on the werewolf, he was tearing them to shreds with his fangs. After the mummies were no longer flailing, he barreled off into the horde to do more damage. We continued to fight and slowly pushed the horde back. We were almost encircling them now that my other units had flanked the army. But even with all of our soldiers, the hordes kept fighting back. A blast ricocheted through our army, sending soldiers flying in all directions. "Target the magic users," I commanded. Soldiers pushed forward as they pinpointed the lichlings. The grating sounds of their breaking bones was like music to me. Sorcerers sent volleys of magic at any of the staff-wielding skeletons so that the rest of our troops could focus on the mummies and zombies. I killed the undead, one by one, until their black, gooey blood soaked my sword. I wondered how Kristoff and the council were faring in the ruins, and a part of me wondered if I should have gone with them. But they could handle themselves. Or could they? Would any of us be able to stop Zillin, and now that he had Kukulkan as his pet? As I let these thoughts cloud my mind, a mummy sliced its dagger across my arm, sending searing pain through me. I snarled and pierced the mummy through the chest and ripped my blade out and slashed at it until it stopped moving. I glanced at my bleeding arm. The wound wasn't that bad, but it had surprised me, a good reminder that I needed to stay focused in battle. I charged forward, refocused, and enraged, and sent hordes flying in all directions as I chopped at them with my greatsword. Our forces redoubled their efforts as they saw me pushing back through the horde, raging and snarling like the gargoyle I was. Many of the Noatl forces had time to rest when we pushed forward, and they now jumped back into the fight, giving my soldiers time to rest if they needed to. Despite that, many of my warriors kept pushing forward, as eager as I was to kill every creature on the battlefield. As blood and guts flew around me as I sliced down zombies, mummies, and lichlings, the sky started to grow dark, like a storm was suddenly blowing in from the south. The wind whipped through us so fast and strong that we had to steady ourselves, and the storm even blew some of the undead over. As the wind intensified around us, the battle stopped as we looked south to the tree line of the jungle. The trees shuddered violently as black clouds rolled out from behind them and billowed out over the field, blotting out the sun. The wind came in too fast, and the clouds were too dark for this to be any normal storm. Something was coming. I ripped my eyes away from the trees and let out a snarl as I returned to the fight, with my bloody blade swinging in giant arcs through the horde. The soldiers, as mystified as I was by the oncoming storm, snapped out of their shocked trance when they heard me growl and leapt back into the fight alongside me. I took my rage out on the stinking, rotting corpses with their red eyes and rancid breath. They clawed at me and swung their blades, but I kept fighting them back, leading the charge deeper through the horde, even as the sky turned as black as night. A flash of lightning rippled through the clouds, followed by a rumbling blast of thunder that shook the ground under our feet. The lightning lit the sky for an instant, and something appeared in the sky, streaking through the clouds from over the jungle. I slashed at a zombie to my right and kicked back another one behind it. With that momentum, I then slung my blade over my horse to the left and smashed the flat part onto a lichling skull. Another blinding flash illuminated the black sky, and now the thing was overhead. It was Kukulkan, the devourer of worlds. The feathered serpent sailed through the air above us, and as the warriors noticed, some of them called out in fear, and some even cowered as it coiled overhead.
What is that thing?
A Nogwal next to me cried.
Soldiers, reform the line!
I screamed as Kukulkan rippled through the dark sky over me.
We fight on. Fight until you can't fight anymore.
I wasn't going to let the giant snake break us, so I did what I could to keep the fight going in our favor. But I had no idea how we were going to kill the creature. The warriors released battle cries and charged back into the fight, but as I glanced up at the snake, two figures caught my eye. Sitting near the beast's head was none other than Zillin, the Shadowmancer. Even through the thunder and fighting, I could hear his maniacal cackling with his hands pointed into the storm. More lightning bolts sliced through the air, and I could feel the electricity from the bolts and the magical storm swirling above. I also noticed another figure latched to the snake. It was a black furred figure, who I assumed was Lynx. The crazy, courageous bastard hung on for dear life to his sword that protruded from the snake's back. As Kukulkan spiraled in the sky, and the storm sent lightning down, Zillin shot a massive fireball whizzing down toward us.
Watch out!
I yelled, but nothing I could do to prevent the fireball from slamming into the field and sending soldiers flying as they burst into flames. Sorcerers directed their attention up and sent their own spells sizzling through the sky, but Zillin stopped most of them before they even came close to him with a shield of shadows. He launched more spells down as lightning flashed and thunder roared. Soldiers screamed as spells blasted them or lightning electrocuted them, and Zillin's horde of undead used our fear to push back against us. It was utter chaos. If Zillin and Kukulkan were here with Lynx, I wondered what became of the rest of my friends. If they didn't make it back from the ruins, I had no idea how we could stop the dark sorcerer and his new, terrifying pet. For the first time in a long time, I was afraid.